KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Several families in Umsinga have been left homeless after a powerful storm lashed the area. Officials say heavy rains battered the Midlands municipality on Friday night, destroying a number of classrooms at a local school and affecting multiple wards. KZN Disaster Management says its teams are busy assessing the extent of the damage. Now, the weekend's rolling blackouts have come to an end.
Due to the sufficient replenishment of emergency reserves, load shedding was suspended today at 6 in the morning. Eskom will provide updates if any significant changes occur.
Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mokwena there. After keeping the lights on for 10 months, the utility on Friday imposed stage 3 load shedding in response to multiple trips at power stations. And Kiev and Moscow have traded blame for a strike on a boarding school in Russia being used as a shelter for civilians. Ukraine says 4 people were killed in a town in Kursk, a border region that's been occupied by Kiev's forces for months. Ukraine says the victims were civilians who had evacuated to the 3-story building. Russia's accused Kiev of deliberately targeting the school. Meanwhile, central Ukraine has faced heavy Russian strikes since Friday. 11 people were killed in a missile attack on a residential building. Russia claims to have captured a village in eastern Donetsk region, which could allow Moscow to obstruct vital Ukrainian supply routes. Back home, Durban-Lundeberg reaching a high of 31 degrees, Maritzburg 33, Richards Bay 36, Ladysmith 35, Volundi 34, Moy River and Margate 29, sunset 7 minutes to 7. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.